YR Mobile testing 1234. Anybody monitoring the frequency N4 YR?
R-N4, is that LK?
LZK, I don't think I got it quite right. I had the volume turned down. Good morning, sir. Just wanted to tell me if this antenna is working for me. I had a dual band on my Jeep, and I switched it out and just wanted to kind of check and see if I'm making the repeater quiet in.
Great. This is Shane, N4ZLK. I believe we talked about your 6-meter repeater several weeks ago. But yeah, it sounds good. Full quieting.
Great deal. Would you happen to have 6-meter capability? I went up and worked on the repeater the other day and done some stuff to it. I think I've got the sensitivity on it much better than what it was. Do you have 6-meter capability?
Antenna at the moment. We talked about it. You gave me some ideas. I just haven't done anything with it.
Okay. Yeah, well, I was just kind of, I've been out of town for the last couple of days and thought I'd do some testing. Speaking of 6-meter antennas, I've got about 3 here in my Jeep, base antennas. I've got a couple little projects I want to do. Shane, one I would highly recommend to you, and I'm not commercializing on the repeater by no means, but that Tornado, it's made by Serio over in Italy. I just, matter of fact, I got one here new in the box. Very good, really, really good base antennas if you would be interested in something like that.
Information written down. You mentioned that one before, so you mentioned a couple others, but I'll have to look at that. But I have a question for you. Did I understand that you retired from UPS?
Yes, sir, I am retired from UPS. Worked out of the Charlotte hub. Matter of fact, I started in a long, long time ago. Started at Dorado Road in Charlotte, North Carolina. I was in package for about 12 years, package cars, and then I went into feeders or QSL.
I did the same thing. I started in 91. Was in package for 20 years, went to feeders about 9 years ago, part-time for 5 years, almost 5 years. And I have been to that Charlotte hub, and I tell you what, anybody that can work out of that building, that's a tight place to get in and out of.
I'll tell you what, it was... you got that right. Yeah, at the time, I lived in Kings Mountain, North Carolina, and I drove from Kings Mountain to Charlotte every morning. It was a madhouse, and I mean, it was just, they had all the construction going on over there and widening the roads and everything. It was just unbelievable. But I worked, like I said, package car. I had some bulk stops and I had some residential stops. Yeah, I knew all about the seal controls and now back then we had to log everything, but now these guys got all these computers and stuff, but everybody back then had to sign for their packages. You couldn't DR it back then, but yeah, UPS has really changed. I was in 2 strikes with UPS.
First one back in 96, and I don't know, there's a bunch of rumors about coming up in August. The new CEO and the new union guy, that apparently they think they're going to break each other. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm a little more worried about this one than I have been in the past, but I think we'll be fine. But, yeah, I go to Atlanta every night, well, 4 nights a week right now, and a couple places there in Atlanta, PDEL and the new Smart Hub down there. I'm sure you've been to both, or at least the PETA one.
Yeah, I've been to all the hubs, I think, all the outlying centers. I actually retired in Shelby, North Carolina. At the time, Brenda, my wife of 33 years, she passed away with pancreatic cancer back 4 years ago, and I transferred when they opened up that satellite hub in Shelby, North Carolina, and then I was running to Raleigh at night. I was taking doubles up and pulling doubles back, and I retired, and my wife, she worked for the state, but yeah, she's been gone now. She passed away a little bit over four years ago. And I date a lady down here in Greenville, South Carolina. Now, matter of fact, she's my fiance, and we kind of go back and forth. So, I've been in electronics since when I came back from Vietnam. I've been in electronics since 1971.
Enjoy it, the electronics part, and you're very active, and appreciate the repeater and the information on the antenna and stuff. And congratulations on retiring there. I'm looking at it here soon, maybe. I'm not sure. Depends on other opportunities. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to get out of it. I've been there long enough. But you know, it's done well. But listen, I think your name is Jimmy. I think that's right. I hope you have a good day. I need to run here. I got to call my mother and go over and see her about some things. And, but I just heard you on there. I thought I'd give you a report and let you know you sound good. And I wanted to talk to you because I'd heard from someone else that you had retired from UPS. I wanted to just say hello from a fellow UPSer. I know where you've been. All right, we'll talk to you later. You have a good day. And N4YR and 4ZLK.
NZLZK. ZLK. There you go. I get it in a minute there, Shane. Sorry about that. You probably remember. I'll make this little statement, and I guarantee you it was all over UPS back in, it was 1984. I got into it with Rob Washington, was a feeder manager over in Charlotte. And they stayed on my case all the time about pulling on pull time. I had 2,100 pull time out of Raleigh. But the supervisor wouldn't get off the trailer and to put the seal control on. And so I pulled a door down and attempted to bring him to Charlotte. So you... We had a big, you might have heard about that, but I'm the guy that done that. Matter of fact, it wound up in arbitration up in Chicago, but I kept my job and retired on time, so I'll tell you about what happened about that deal sometime. 73, sir, Shane, enjoyed it. N4YR, Mobile clear.
Now, unless there was another story, I've actually heard that story. So if that was, you know, I don't know if anybody else has done that, but I've heard that happen. So you're pretty famous. And I understand, though, because they get, you know, they get all on you. You got to pull it this time. You got to pull it this time. And no matter what. And then you're standing back there and they're not closing the doors, you know. So I understand you get too much feedback on that. You're going to. It's attempting to do something. Anyway, Jimmy, you have a good day. November 4, Zulu, Lima Kilo, N4ZLK, 73.
And I'll tell you the whole story sometime when we have time. And, I'm the one that done that. Yeah, 1984, I pulled the door down on a supervisor. He was in there with a preloader. And he wouldn't get off the trailer, and they stayed on my case, said that they were going to write me up if I didn't pull on my pull time. This went on for weeks and weeks and weeks and back and forth. And so I got me, just to make give you a little scenario, the feeder manager in Charlotte, I had a bunch of witnesses. I was a shop steward at the time. And I got a bunch of witnesses stating that he said that if the supervisor didn't get off that rear trailer at the door, and because I had done hooked my dolly up and everything, and I was ready to go, for me to pull the door down and bring him to Charlotte, and that's what I did. Oh, boy. I pulled up to the feeder shack in Charlotte, told him, I said, boy, there's one mad individual guy on that rear trailer back there. You would not believe what had happened, but I'll tell you the story sometime. 7-3, Zen 4, YR clear.
They're a legend. Zen 4, is that okay?
QHXS mobile.
QHXS in 4MMW.
Yeah, I was on the phone with Patch. Yeah, I'm about 5 minutes out.
That's cool. Yeah, I'm sitting here in front waiting to help you back in.
You know, like I say, I'm literally 5 minutes away. I'm at the corner of something and something here. I know you're gonna laugh at me, but that's all right. No, I'll be there in 5 minutes.
Careful of all the school districts if you go through any of them.
Sir, I am well aware of that. I am well aware of that.
Over here last week, going back home, I came around the corner here on Mitchell Road, and I noticed the light was blinking, so I backed off on it. That time I straightened out to head toward the school, I saw half the road blocked off and a guy with a laser radar gun. I said, ooh, they going after the kill today. And then they had the end of the street blocked off at East North, so you had to go through a doctor's office. I guess they were going to catch you if you decided to run.
Oh, that's right. I think you were telling me about that. Yeah, believe me, I've been watching. You know, some of the driving we've been seeing around here, I don't know, man. It just, they're not using their heads.
You know, the sign's been up for years that you got to slow down from this time to that time twice in a day, so beware.
Well, it's not just the school zones. It's you know, general driving. You know, I told you that car passed us up on 11 the other day, and just, man, we were doing, I think, 5 or 6 miles over the speed limit, and they come past us over the double yellow line. I mean, just busting a move. I mean, they must have been doing 70, 80 miles an hour, just whipping right by us.
Well, my other racing buddy, we were coming out of Atlanta, we're coming back from Charleston, and we're almost into Columbia. And there were 10 motorcycles passed us. They must have been running 200 miles an hour. It sounded like NASCAR guys going by me. I didn't even hear them coming, and I barely saw them going.
It's, you know, I don't know if it's the younger generation thinking they're, you know, what we used to say, Teflon Don, you know, I don't know. I just don't get it sometimes.
Going that fast, it would be almost impossible to get stopped because you're going so fast. But in case, you know, somebody else made a maneuver and didn't even see you coming, because you get there in nanoseconds.
Oh, yeah, no, you definitely, when you drive like that, you know, you're taking your own life in your hands, you know. It's just, okay, well, that's what you want to do. Okay, I guess we'll see you on the other side.
Out in the left-hand lane, not seeing them coming, that would have been an ornament back here on the back of the trailer.
I'm going to switch over to 5-2. I'm coming up here, so I'll catch you on Simplex.
I'll see you over there. N4 MMW Mobile.
AB2HXS.